people with prams and pushchairs and wheelchairs walking past it had to step down onto the road and then get back up. So it's totally unsatisfactory, and we need to have a different way of getting manholes and getting services like that done. As I say, I was very disappointed with how long it took, and on a situation like that, it shouldn't take that amount of time.
You've also gone as far to say is that it shows a disregard for health and safety of the general public.
Well, that's right. We talk about health and safety in general, you know, and this to me showed a disregard for that, because we try to keep people safe, you know. Anybody to fall into this or there was reinforcing sticking up of it, they would have could have broken their leg or have serious injury. So we need to practice what we preach. If there's a manhole broken or if there needs to be something fixed and a company's involved to do it or paid to do it, it should be done immediately, not to take months, not to take weeks and weeks and 16 calls to get it done. But I am thankful that it is done, and it's done in a very professional manner, I must say.
But frustrating for you nonetheless, I'm sure that you had to make 16 calls to get the job done, and I'm sure that the community were frustrated as well.
Well, that's correct. You know, when you're talking here to the call centre and you're talking to somebody who is just taking the call and they can't give you all the information, you know, what I will be looking for is a different situation or a new setup as regards manholes in general, because every town is suffering from manholes that are put down. But this was a very, very serious one, and I'd be looking for a new system to see can we identify some way of doing it sooner rather than later.